during the week to Michael Scanlon.
Well, I suppose we're well, nearly well used for this stage. Like, when lockdown first came in there back in, was it last April or May? We've not gone on, like, the club partnered up with Super Value there and the local primary school, St. Patrick's, and those players volunteering, doing, delivering groceries to houses around the area and that kind of thing. There was, like, we had a clothes drive set up for a Dell House, and there was a Darkness to Light run in aid of Dell House as well, you know. So, this year now, I suppose, it's been a bit different. We've just been, with no games, it's kind of given us an opportunity to take stock a bit and maybe to get all our ducks in a row off the field, I suppose. We launched a new website there just last week, and both the membership now and the club ladder are online for the first time. So there's a bit of work getting all those kind of things up and running, you know.
But I presume what happened there during the first lockdown, where, as you said, you went out into the community and helped the local people, it brought maybe the club and the community a lot closer to one another.
It did. That's the main thing. Any GAA club, really, we talk about county titles and championships and all that, it's the linkage, you know, that you want to maintain, you want to strengthen. And I think, things of that certainly helped in that regard.
And I know that there is a very, very good relationship between, we'll say, your own parish and your own community and the club. Like, you're, it's not the biggest club in the world. It's, I suppose, Dillon's Cross is probably the one of the main focal points.
It is. Like, we'd been originally from Dillon's Cross. We'd have had a clubhouse down there back in 1910 when they first came together. And since then, we've moved up to the Tankfield there, kind of. On the border, I suppose, between Mayfield and Montanari. You know, we dropped players now from, like, Montanari, Dillon's Cross, St. Luke's, bits of Mayfield and bits of the Glen as well, but, like, we're a smaller club, and we're probably the closest club to town, maybe ourselves in the Glen, probably the closest club to town, so, like, it's an old area, like, I suppose that's one of the challenges we have to face in that, you know, there's not new houses being built in the area, you know, we're sandwiched between two clubs, the Glen and Mayfield, who have a far greater pick of players. So, you know, it's a challenge, but look, we're making the best of it at the same time, you know.
You have two pitches, the new one out in White's Cross, the old one in the Tank Field. Why is it called the Tank Field?
It's probably before my time. No, I think there's a big water cooler up there. I won't find a big water tank. I think that's where it comes from, but it's long gone now, and it's long before my time.
Well, before your time in your time right now, at the moment, you are the club PRO, first time ever being an officer. Why did you decide to step up to the plate?
It's my first year doing it, and I'm enjoying it. I was asked to do it, I suppose. I'd say maybe when they asked me to come, I'd have been a player. I'm still relatively young, I've been playing away, but I think maybe... I don't know, maybe it's fair to say I offer more off the field than I do on it, you know. When I was asked to come in as PRO this year, I don't know, maybe they're hinting that my services wouldn't be required on the field anymore, something like that might be, you know.
But I know that you've been incredibly busy. You mentioned earlier on that you have a brand new website launched the middle of this week.
We do, yeah. We've got our new website, and we've all... fairly expensive club history there now. Lucky enough, a few years back there for Centenary, Tim Harden wrote a great, just looking back on the Dillon's history. So we're able to kind of bring that online, and we've a classic game series. I don't know, well, just looking back at all old games from our history, just taking match reports from the archives, and there's club news, all latest club news now, and hopefully in times to come we'll be putting fixtures and results up there as well, and we'll be keeping this early up to date.
I know John Fogarty in the Irish Examiner did a piece on club lottos there, what was it, last week, and incredibly he got your name as being, I think, the fifth biggest online lotto in the country.
Yeah, the fifth biggest lotto jackpot now in the country. The second highest in Cork, behind O'Donovan Ross and Skibbereen. So, like, the last has been a massive success there last week. So, it only went up on online Valentine night was the first one, and look, there was probably a bit of hesitancy at the start when it was going on, and but to wrap off in the case of these kind of things. But no, it's been brilliant so far. I guess 19 grand at the moment, you know, for a Euro per lane, and like streaming out live on Facebook every Sunday night. So yeah, it's for people at home, it's something to do, something to look forward to, something to watch, you know.
And I know, like, that your existing lotto would have been curtailed big time when the lockdown came. So, like, this is, in a way, this is Brian Dillon's reinventing themselves.
Yeah, I suppose we took our time in it, but we're modernising it, this maybe. So, yeah, it's obviously, you know, there's been a lot of stuff happening over the last couple of years, and, we're getting up to speed now, I suppose.
Of course, the other big challenge that she would have, and it's been very, very topical this particular week because the draws are on, Rebels Bounty. How did you get on?
We did okay. I think we've over 100 names. You know, obviously, you're looking to get your eyes, probably looking to think you could squeeze a bit more out of it. You know, look, 110 is great. Like the quota for junior clubs was 55 or something. So, look, that's cost that 5 grand or something. We're not going to turn our noses on a 5 grand, you know.
I know that, we'll say, apart from your prowess as a PRO, you're big into underage coaching as well.
Yeah, I've been involved in the last couple of years. And thankfully, the underage is actually thriving at the moment, you know. Like, it's probably fair to say, and you know what I said, we probably dropped the ball underage there for a number of years. And maybe the chicken probably came out to roost there with... last year I was at the amalgamate at under 16 and minor with Price Fass under the name Colin Kills. Now, like, the amalgamation's been great insofar as they get to find a pathway to add a level for a handful of very good players, and they had a great victory in the East Cork Minor Football Championship there last year. But, you know, by the same token, you want all your players playing in the blue and white, like, under the banner of Brian Dillon. But, like, in fairness, now to people like Tony Cooney, Steve Carlin, Damien Harden, Chris Daly, these people, like, they recognised the problem before it was probably too late, and they've completely rejuvenated the underage, and like the setup now is absolutely unbelievable, you know. We've an excellent relationship with the two primary schools, thank God, like St Patrick's and Gardnersville, and Gael Scull Gort Darling, which is just located next to Tangfield there, and you know, hopefully we can kind of copper fast in those relationships and get coaches back into schools maintaining that link as well. And you know, like, you only need to come up to Tangfield now on a Saturday morning. You see the place absolutely awash with kids, you know. Boys and girls, now that we're getting savage numbers up. Now we've close to maybe 30 under 6, under 7 girls. And for this time, for the first time in almost a decade, maybe we've entered teams at every level, up to minor. Like, that's huge. And as I said, like, a lot of credit must go to the lads I've mentioned there for getting us to that stage, you know.
And I know, Owen, you mentioned girls, and I know there's a very, very good and a very close relationship between the men and the Camogie club as well, and the Camogie teams.
Yeah, there is. Like, I think more so than many clubs in Cork, really. Like, you know, hurling, football, Camogie, it's all at an equal footing. Like, the Camogie club is brilliant, really. It's, you know, they're playing their trade now with intermediate. They won the intermediate county there a few years back, and like, they have a serious young team. Some great players coming through from under 16 and minor. Like, and, you know, in many ways, they're probably what our whole lives in football is kind of aspiring to be, you know, competing at intermediate level against, like, some of the best players in Cork. And, like ourselves, with the hurling of football, the Camogie and Dillon's is in a very good place at the moment. And I think the fruits of their labour will kind of really start to bear fruit now over the next few years.
And as if you weren't busy enough already with your involvement with Brian Dillon's, you spend a lot of time as well writing articles for the... Examiner and for the Evening Echo.
I do, I suppose. It's more of a hobby, more than anything else. But look, if you get into the paper and get something published, it's all the better. You know, as you probably know yourself, no, it's tough to write about the J when there's not much going on. But look, yeah, as I said, it's just a hobby and no more than that, really, to be honest.
So the message from Owen Keane, the PRO of Brian Dillon's, is that the club is alive and well, a brand new website, 19,000 lotto jackpot, and everything is looking good.
Yeah, that's it now, look. The future is bright, as I said, like, on the field. Of course, I know you're We're talking to Darragh Rogers there, like, we're going for 3 city championships in Rowan Hurling, which will be the first time the club's ever done it. On the field of play, that is, like, a county title need, of course, obviously, the holy grail, but, you know, I suppose it can't be seen as the sole benchmark for success either. We just need to keep up the good work, build on the foundations that's been put in place, and continue getting new faces up to the club. But a playing and non-playing capacity, and just, I suppose, just strive to represent the club in the best way we can, you know. And if we do that, and continue doing that more so, you know, I think county titles and whatever, they'll take care of themselves then.
In Gaelic Games, our club focus.